today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
So you need to judge it. Do you have a fence around you? Or is there no fence? One of the things the fence does, it is a barrier to keep certain things in, which are valuables, and to keep other things out, like animals or the wild or uninvited guests. People that just want to show up and walk in your house. And they will walk in if you don't have your door locked and have it wide open. We put fences around us to protect the things that are valuable.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Let Us Honor Our Vets. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 15, verses 12 through 14.
Special notice to verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. One of the things that service men and women do, they give up their life for others. Jesus is our example, and we have a physical representation of those who are veterans. Many have not come home because of this covenant. They laid down their lives and they never made it back. A moment of silence for those who never made it home. So, Father, we thank you for the soldier that's buried in the ground. For the 18 and 19-year-old, the 20-year-old, the 21, the 21st year, who never made it home. For those who were murdered when they got home. For those who were dismembered. For those who are just fragments in the dirt. We pray for you and your families. And Father, I give you praise for touching every vet today and the families of those who sacrifice. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and redeemer, have your way through the preached word. We get the growth, you get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. It's okay, go ahead and clap your hands. From the subject, Let Us Honor Our Vets. I preached this morning, God Loves Our Vets. Today's message in our late service, Let Us Honor Our Vets. Why do we celebrate Veterans Day? Well, the U.S., its capabilities of protecting its citizens here in the borders of the continental United States of America is very important to the overall wellness of our society. The DOD, the Department of Defense, is tasked with making sure that direct threats from foreign enemies, even enemies that are within the borders of our nation, foreign and domestic, are dealt with swiftly. They also help maintain peace and stability in regions critical to the United States. Hawaii is a state, but Puerto Rico is not. It is a territory that's critical to the well-being of the United States. I wish it was a state. I wish Cuba was a state. And I wish Haiti was a partner with the United States of America. We give thanks for our servicemen and women. We give God praise that the DOD is responsible for making sure the citizens are protected from direct threats and from those nations that consider us to be enemies. To let you know, Iran considers America as an enemy. But I got reports that the fastest growing church in the world right now is undercover, underground in Iran. Jesus is visiting Muslims. Now this is a phenomenon. He is visiting Muslims. They're having visions of light. They're having visions of light. They're having visions of Jesus, the nail-scarred one. And he's coming to them and he's speaking to them. They're getting the word being preached. They're reading the Bible underground. So sincere that when they're caught, they're willing to be crucified and die like their Savior. It's happening underground in Iran as I speak. And I had a dream years ago, and I'll keep it quiet because I may need to read about it. But Muhammad is being visited. Not the one who wrote the Quran. But there are many people named Muhammad, like Muhammad Ali. And they're in these foreign nations and Jesus is going to them. Thank you, Lord. And let us continue to pray for the underground church that's being persecuted even as I speak. Even martyrs. But you'll never read it on CNN. And it's happening. America doesn't understand these things. We haven't seen major bloodshed like that since the Civil War. And many of you, though there's been turmoil in America, don't have a clue about bombs bursting in your community. Now for those African Americans who were blown up in Tulsa years ago, in the Black Wall Street, they know bombs were bursting in their community. But America doesn't have a clue about that. For several hundred years, we've had peace in our borders. For well over 100 years. Peace within our borders and within our gates. And it's because of the servicemen and women that stand on their watch. And God wants us to honor our vets because they are the fence that's all around us every single day. Why do we do this every year? Well, why do you have an anniversary every year? Why should you remember your birthday? Why should you remember special days in your life? You should remember them because they're important. And whatever's important to you, you should celebrate. If you only celebrate you, you're going to miss God. You must celebrate the people that are around you. First your spouse, and then your children. You got to do that. And we are celebrating vets in this church, and we will always honor vets because they stand on God. We celebrate vets each year because it allows us to honor the people that are critical to us, that sacrifice their lives and their freedoms. They also give thanks. We give thanks to the men and the women who serve and who have served in the military, who are serving right now, even as I speak, to protect our homeland. The DOD has several agencies, like the Air Force, the Army, the Coast Guard, the Marines, the few and the proud, the Marines. The National Guard. Coast Guard. These men and women serve in our military. And I bless them in the name of the Lord. On the 2nd of December, we will have a seminar for vets. And we will do it annually around this time of year, where we speak to vets. Any vet in this community can come to the seminar. We're going to give you information concerning benefits, PTSI, post-traumatic stress injury. It is called a disorder, but it's being changed to an injury. There are people who have seen things that they can't talk about, and it has affected them. The trauma has affected them philosophically, physically, emotionally. They wake up in cold sweats. They're homeless. They're going through issues, and they need our assistance. And as our church serves them soup and serves vets, Maybe you would like to be a part of it. You're not trying to marry them because they get a check. Some of them are not ready to get married. They got trauma. You gonna marry what? Somebody with trauma? Do you know what you bring? You wanna bring a bomb in your life? Would you bring a bomb in your life? Put it in your bed, a bomb? So back away from that. Take the lead, but watch yourself. You're to serve soup. That's it. Some of y'all are too spiritual. I don't need to hear all of that. God ain't sending you in that. I mean, you ain't here to help nobody. Pray at home. Sit your behind down and let God cover you. I've been in church a long time. I've seen it all. You're not having a secret prayer meeting with all vets in your house. We will deal with them through the tentacles of the church. You're not that spiritual. You don't have it like that yet. And if you teach, you're held at a whole different standard. Thank you, Lord. Work with your bishop and stop trying to be the axe handle or the axe edge. Every church has an axe in their ministry. The handle is the people. The handle, the people are the handle. The wedge of the axe, that middle part, is the weight that drives the axe into the wood when it's swung. So the people are taking leadership and driving it into the wood to cut it down. But that sharp edge is your leader. And sometimes I get dull and I need to be sharpened. But don't get it twisted. You need the sharp edge. Or you'll be bumping that which you're trying to cut down and never executing. So we all need somebody. I need the weight, that's leaders that are driving me into the issue. And I need a sharp edge, and I also need the handle. Guess who has his hands on you? Jesus does. He's the one that wields our congregation. You're not supposed to be out there by yourself doing whatever you want to do. Calm that down and let God handle you as the axe head drives itself into the issue while you're the one that God is wielding. You're the instrument in his hands, but stay connected with the head and the sharp edge. Thank you, Lord. I decree and declare that the axe head is swimming. That which we lost in the issues of yesterday is now coming to the surf so we can rise together. I can't do it alone. I need you and you need me. So let's make a big family and get this thing done. And only we can do together. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that God does, I shared it with the early service, what are the things he does to his people if he's judging his people? If he puts you in a garden or created a garden, one of the things he does to the garden is to make sure it has a fence. He makes sure it has a fence. If he's judging you, he will take away your fence. Thank you, Lord. So you need to judge it. Do you have a fence around you, or is there no fence? One of the things the fence does, it is a barrier to keep certain things in, which are valuables, and to keep other things out, like animals or the wild or uninvited guests. People that just want to show up and walk in your house. And they will walk in if you don't have your door locked and have it wide open. We put fences around us to protect the things that are valuable. Thank you, Lord. I want you to see defense, D-E-F-E-N-S-E, defense. But I also want you to change it to fence. Defense, look at fence. That's F-E-N-C-E. The fence is the protection, and out of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1 through 6, you can read it in your hearing. You can read it in your leisure. God says, I consider my people
as a precious garden. I put a fence around you. I put you in really good soil. It's called good soil. In other words, the soil has been fertilized. It's rich. If I plant something in you, it's supposed to spring up quickly. Because it's good soil. There's irrigation. There's water there. All you got to do is make sure you're planted. And you can't plant yourself. You got to let somebody else plant you. No plant picks up its skirt and runs somewhere and then settles down. Somebody said, I don't want you over there. I'm going to graft you out of that and I'm going to bring and put you here. Your job is to make sure you send a tap root down and get grounded. So if you came from another ministry, forget it. And if you came from a different experience, forget it. When you got here, God planted you here, and what you need to do is stop wandering around and settle down and get stable. Because he planted you here. And God says, when I plant you in good soil, you're responsible for what you produce. And you read it in Isaiah 5. He said, I was expecting good grapes. Because the soil is right. The atmosphere is right. The word is right. Everything is right. But instead of you putting out good grapes, you still got your attitude. And bad fruit is coming out of you. Thank you, Lord. God is concerned about attitude. Can somebody say amen? Amen. The Bible says what he does in verse 5. Now I will tell you. That is Isaiah 5:5. I will tell you what I'm going to do with my vineyard. First thing he says, I will take away the hedge. Dangerous. He said, I'm so grieved that I'm going to take away the hedge. Actually, this is not the fence yet. This is the hedge. In other words, God says, I have you so covered with foliage that if I take away, people won't even see your frailty. You may not be green, but I got a hedge around you that protects your brown spots. They see me. I protect you. My glory is on you. My presence is all around you. I'm the one that's causing you to look green. Get it twisted. Stop saying I'm fine and say God made me fine. Stop saying I'm all that. God made me all that. He is the hedge around us. You may feel hedged in, but he's protecting you from some stuff. First thing he does is take away the hedge. He's so grieved, he said, I'm going to lay away your head. Lay it bare. I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to let people see greenery. I'll let them see your brown. I will remove the hedge. Second thing he says, not only will I take away the hedge, but he says, what happens is, when the hedge is not there, you will be destroyed. Bottom line, if God don't have a hedge around you and people can see the real frailty, destruction comes. They will not be kind. How many of you know nobody's going to treat your kids the way you do? Amen. You don't lend your kids to nobody. 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 Amen. Protect them. Amen. Next thing he says, I will break down the wall. I will break down the wall. Now the fence is gone. He said, I'm going to create a breach, an open chasm in your protection. Just the mere fact that there's an open chasm is an invite. It compels enemy to come. Satan doesn't ever have to be told to go and get you. He's always circling your house. Satan, where you at? Well, he's in the midst of the sons of God, Job 1. Once you become a son, you can always ascend into that realm. God honors sonship that much. Once you become a son, even if you're fallen, you can still walk in the midst of the stars. Thank you. Even if you're fired, he'll allow you to still hang out with the sons. Satan, where you at? I've been in the earth, walking to and fro. Have you considered my servant Job? You don't have to tell me that, Lord. I've already been to his house. I visit it regularly. But you have a hedge. You put a hedge around the man, but if you take it away, if you just give me access, I'll make him curse you. I'll make him come to church and say, there is no know God. 21st century. I'll hurt his heart so much, he will never give me praise. He will never give God praise. I'll twist him so much with his circumstance, he'll never sow a seed. He'll get lost when you start talking about giving a tithe and an offering. Woo, Jesus help me. Woo, I'm preaching. I'll hurt her so much, if you just touch her, she'll hurt. I'll bruise her, you can touch her shoulder. She's still hurting from 15 years ago. And I'll make her curse you to the face. Glory to God. That's what Satan does. When God takes away the hedge, it's an open door or an open chasm or an invite for the enemy to visit you. He don't have to say, go get them. They will automatically show up and they will keep moving. Jesus said, when I cast the spirit out of a man, it walks in dry places and it returns. Thank you, Jesus. If it finds that house empty, it don't come by itself. It brings seven other spirits tied to it, and it will start infiltrating itself in your life. Help me, Jesus. Touch your neighbor and say, stay delivered. Please stay delivered. Please stay delivered. He said, if I take away the hedge or the wall, glory to God. The Bible says they will trample on you. Nobody should have their foot on your heart. Hearts were never made to be underfoot. The mere weight, just standing on it, will stop it from pumping. I don't have to put no pressure. I don't have to stomp it. If I put my foot on it and stand on it, it can't pump. The Bible says God will take away the wall and the enemy will trample on that which is precious. And I guarantee you, your heart is there. The next thing he says, look at this. This is powerful. If I take away it, they will trample on it and it will be a wasteland. That means nothing grows. He also says, I won't cultivate you or prune you anymore. That means there will be no shears to take away dead limbs. Well, what does that got to do with me, Bishop? Well, if I don't cultivate or prune you, this is what trees do. This is why you have to be pruned regularly. Because if you're not, we all have dead limbs in us that's not producing. This is what curses land on. They find you or limbs in you that's not producing that have never been pruned. Because you're so focused, this is the tree, to try to recreate and try to pump life into that which is dead, you never really focus on fruit bearing. You don't pump life into that which is alive, and you focus on what is dead. That's why God cuts it away, so you can produce more fruit. And the enemy lands on dead limbs. Instead of flying across your life or your family, it will gravitate to you. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, I'm going to leave you lacking. No one wants to be in that state. Take this and apply it, please, to servicemen and women. In the physical, God not only has his spirit around America, but he's put human beings around our borders that are the hedge of our nation. If you take them away, foreign entities will come in and rip us up. If you take them away, you will see bombs bursting in our city. If they take them away, you will see unique submarines off the borders of our nation that can drop atomic bombs on cities, and you will see them destroyed just because they don't like America.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Let Us Honor Our Vets, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2311-0511. That's reference number 2311-0511.
Truth Reveal's Worship Arts Department is expanding, and we have a place for you. We want you on our team if you sing, play keys, drum, or lead bass guitar. Email worship@truthreveal.org for more information. Thanksgiving is a week away, and Truth Reveal wants to make this memorable. If you are a single parent or facing difficult circumstances this holiday season, please contact Barbette Williams to be a recipient of this year's turkey giveaway. Email ced@truthreveal.org for details. Join us as we tag up to God in prayer. Relentless will meet on Friday, November 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details to join virtually. Calling all Abishai-inspired men, mark your calendar for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advance Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. Registration will open next Sunday, November 19th, and you can purchase your conference t-shirt and polo. Save the dates and schedule a reminder, since you do not want to miss this experience.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.